Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Stringer. Batting second. The third baseman, Rip Russell. Batting third. The left fielder, Dom D'Alessandro. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bob Scheffing. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Charlie Gilbert. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Sturgeon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hy Bithorn. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Hy Bithorn. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lonnie Frey. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting third. The right fielder, Max Marshall. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank McCormick. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Eric Tipton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bert Haas. Batting seventh. The center fielder, G. Walker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Lakeman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Vandermeer. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Johnny Vandermeer. And now, play ball. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer strikes out. One out. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell takes first base on ball four. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bithorn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick takes first base on ball four. Marshall moves to second. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Marshall. Nicholson reaches second base with a double. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing hits a fly ball towards right. Marshall catches it, throws to Joost, who relays to second to get Nicholson, who can't get back to the bag on time. Double play. Two outs. Charlie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of D'Alessandro. Walker reaches second base with a double. Al Lakeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lakeman hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Vandermeer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vandermeer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Walker moves to third. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0-for-1 in the game. Frey hits a pop-up towards third. Russell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon hits a fly ball into left field. Tipton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. High Bidhorn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bidhorn hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Stringer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost hits a fly ball into left field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bidhorn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McCormick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of D'Alessandro. McCormick reaches second base with a double. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-1 in the game. Tipton takes first base on ball 4. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCormick scores. Tipton moves to second. It's 1-0, Reds. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tipton scores. Haas moves to second. It's 2-0, Reds. Al Lakeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lakeman is 0-for-1 in the game. Lakeman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Russell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0-for-1 in the game. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Nicholson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Walker. Nicholson reaches second base with a double. D'Alessandro goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Reds. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 0 for 1 in the game. Scheffing hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Vandermeer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vandermeer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vandermeer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Bithorn covering, for the out. One out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0 for 2 in the game. Frey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. Joost bunts towards the mound. Bithorn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frey moves to second. Max Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Frey moves to third. Joost moves to second. Dick Erickson now pitching. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. McCormick hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Scheffing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Chico Hernandez pinch hits for Charlie Gilbert. Chico Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vandermeer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0 for 1 in the game. Sturgeon strikes out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough pinch hits for Dick Erickson. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Walker. McCullough reaches second base with a double. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0 for 2 in the game. Stringer strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 2, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.